right, Jim, you have some interesting dead, not dead stories.
Yeah, there's some strange stuff going on in the world.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right, let's do that. The dead back to life story second.
Okay. All right.
First, let me tell you about the Italian man who dressed as his dead mother.
Huh?
Well, this is like Norman Bates.
Kind of. Oh, gosh.
So this man in his 50s, his mother died at his home 3 years ago.
Oh.
And he didn't tell anybody because he wanted her pension checks.
Oh, no.
Come on.
So his mother in her 80s, she was stuffed into a sleeping bag and put away in a closet.
No.
Oh, God.
But then they said, well, to continue receiving benefits, you're going to have to come in and renew your ID.
Oh.
So he dressed like her, Mrs. Doubtfire style.
Uh-huh.
And
hello.
I got to tell you, it's not that bad.
No.
He's pretty close.
He is close.
Wow.
That is so messed up.
Yeah, but if you weren't looking closely, you'd say, okay, that's a nice lady.
Yeah.
He was discovered, and now he's going to jail because he collected $90,000 in pensions.
They catch him because he used the wrong bathroom or something?
Yeah, right?
Why is that 80-year-old grandmother standing up in a urinal? What is this?
I can't get over the fact that he stuffed his mom in a sleeping bag and hid her in a closet.
Yeah, that's the worst part of this whole thing.
Did her body not decompose?
Maybe he wrapped it up in saran wrap. I don't know. How would you?
Food sealers?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Keep it fresh.
Keep it fresh.
I don't know.
My grandmother's vacuum sealed in the closet.
Now do you want the weird story?
Oh,
okay, yeah, it gets weirder. All right, I like that. Okay.
So in Thailand, there was a guy who lived with his mother. Yes, there's a theme here.
Yes.
And he believed she passed away. She had been sick for a couple of years and was, homebound.
Yeah.
And she had stopped breathing in his description.
Hmm.
So she had her wishes of wanting to go to a certain hospital so she could be used for medical research. She wanted to donate her body.
Oh, okay.
Oh, nice.
So to fulfill her wishes, he put her in a coffin. Apparently he had one. Put him in the back of
he bought her
his
an
pickup
Amazon.
Truck.
Yeah.
And in the pickup truck, drove 300 miles to the hospital where they wouldn't take her because he didn't have a death certificate.
Right. He didn't check with, a doctor or somebody to say if she's dead or not?
He was just cutting out the middleman.
Okay.
So then he
time saver.
Didn't know what to do. He realized, there's a temple. I will bring her to this temple, and they'll take her. And they also said, well, do you have any paperwork, like a death certificate? And he's, no. And while he's talking to the people at the temple...
Oh, God.
Stop.
Is she knocking on... Oh, wow.
She's knocking on the coffin.
Oh, my gosh.
To let me out.
Let me out. They open the coffin, and she's moving and, disoriented and, hey.
Oh, gosh. The looks that the temple people must have given him.
Yeah.
And waking up in the coffin. I mean, that's horror movie stuff.
Totally. Yep. Oh, my gosh.
So, yes, there was the dead and the undead.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
I remember before I left my first radio job back in the 1900s, as soon as I left the house, my stepmother put all my stuff out in the yard to sell it. And this is a thing. Don't let your mom sell your comic books. The Superman number one, the first comic book from 1939, just sold at auction for $6.1 million.
Whoa.
So think about that.
There's before always a nerd out there with a lot of money.
Before you toss out your Pokemon cards, think about it.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
So the travel weekend is going to be crazy. It has already begun. This week, they're going to have the busiest Thanksgiving travel by air on record with 31 million people flying over the next few days.
I think a lot of people are relieved that the government shutdown's over and they're starting to say, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
So the transportation secretary said they're going to be fully staffed. The FAA is going to be fully staffed. There's going to be air traffic controllers. And he also urged people, be nicer while you're traveling. Mm-hmm. He said, maybe listen to your better angels. Help somebody with their bags. Be courteous to people.
Yeah.
And dress up a little, he said.
Yeah.
Let's try not to wear slippers and pajamas as we come here.
Yeah.
Okay.
back, you know, look at the fashion styles on Mad Men. Dress up like them to go on a plane.
I think he's right. I think we act better when we dress a little better.
Yeah, I think we do.
Definitely. It's good advice. I wouldn't take it. I like being comfy.
Yeah.
So I'm not wearing like slacks and a blouse on a plane. I'll wear my leggings or sweats.
But you can still be nice.
I could still. Yeah, I am nice. Yeah.
She doesn't have to change.
It costs nothing to be nice.
You're already nice.
Yeah.
You're good.
Way to go.
Yeah. But you guys could do it. You could do it. Everyone could do it. I won't.
I'm wearing a Batman suit.
Yeah, I'm going to wear my PJs. So big congrats, because Vandy's women's soccer just beat LSU to move on to their first ever Elite Eight.
Oh, nice.
They take on TCU this weekend at home, and then the winner will, of course, advance to the Women's College Cup. But yeah, huge congrats. They beat them 1-0.
Wow.
Yeah. Good. Not just the football team that's doing really great this year.
I had to show the ladies some love.
Yeah. Vandy's the only place where things are going really well.
Yeah. He's keeping us alive.
Cherish them.
Woody and Jim in the Morning, totally his 93.3. What a special time you've tuned in.
It's Turkey Week.
It is.
Because of Thanksgiving.
Yes. So we thought we'll have some fun. Now, Jeannie, your husband, Landon, has joined us. Yep. And you are good at turkey calls.
I would say I'm mediocre.
No, well, no.
You
are
an award-winning turkey caller.
When you were like 5 years old, you won a contest.
I won a hoot owl contest.
Oh. Oh.
Isn't that the same thing?
It's the same to us.
And you can do a turkey call with just your mouth, not even with the turkey call device. Can you give us just a little like preview of this? Is just totally raw dog and no device whatsoever.
Raw dog turkey call.
Just so from your mouth.
This is just for show. I would never use this on a hunt. I can't do it loud enough.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
This is my party trick.
So that's just a slight seductive turkey call.
That's like teasing her.
Yeah. It's kind of like it's pillow talk for turkeys.
No, you're the female, right?
Yeah, we're the girls here.
Oh, okay. Oh, so
we're trying to be sexy for the guys.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Bring all the guys to the yard.
I will say.
My turkey call brings all the boys to the yard.
Gina says I'm good at turkey calling, but I've been in Nashville for 10 years, and I've turkey hunted in Ashland City for 10 years, mm-hmm. and I hadn't killed a turkey in 10 years.
So you're 0-for.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
They're smarter up here. Louisiana turkeys are dumb.
Oh, so there we go, Tennessee. We got that going for us.
Or they're just more horny. Okay.
Now do it with the call so we can compare.
Okay.
Yeah, this was like a little device you put in your mouth.
Yeah, you guys got these at the Bass Pro Outlet, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Go for it. I mean, that sounds legit.
That is. Now, you were showing us the technique of how you do it. You put it in your mouth and you kind of put it behind your teeth, and then you kind of just blow up into it.
Yeah, you had it.
Okay.
Yeah, what, let me try Woody.
What are you going to try?
I did it off the air, so now I can't
do
it.
We have video proof of it. You're good. Try again.
The pressure. Okay.
There you go.
Hey, there you go.
No, I felt more like air coming out of a balloon.
That's not anybody's tire squeaking on the road. Right?
I'll be able to call a Zeppelin.
All right, to vary up. There's...
I got it!
Nice! Woo! Gina.
Okay.
Call a turkey.
Good!
That's really good. All right, I'm going to give a shot.
Okay.
Here's a total loser impression.
I
can only do raspberries. I can only do a raspberry.
Would now be a good time to tell you have it backwards.
Ah!
Yeah, that would probably not help.
Oh, you're getting it! You're getting it! Oh, Jim got it!
That's great! You sound like a teenage girl. That was great. Like, I feel like that's a teenage girl turkey. Hey, feeling good, like I should.
When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. If you're just struggling to get from your bed to the bathroom to the kitchen to get your shoes on.
Think the daily about struggle.
This guy, because talk about determination. You can do it. British adventurer Carl Bushby in 1998 set a goal for himself. He was going to walk around the world.
The world.
Without using any transportation. So 27 years and 36,000 miles later, he is finally nearing the finish line.
Whoa.
After surviving polar bears, leaping across ice floes over the Bering Strait.
Oh, good Lord.
Swimming 179 miles across the Caspian Sea.
Ugh.
Russia threw him in jail for 5 years because he walked into their country illegally.
What?
5 years?
His sponsors dried up after the 2008 financial collapse.
Oh, no.
And the pandemic.
Oh, my gosh.
Now he's 56, and he's less than 2,000 miles from home. And he's still going.
So he can still mess up.
Wow.
Good. It might not be next week, but he's definitely proved perseverance can carry you far.
Holy cow. I would have given up after the polar bears.
I was going to say, how do you walk across the ocean and stuff like that? Do you do laps on a cruise ship? But no, he went the long way around.
Ice floes. He did it like, you know, Rudolph and Yukon Cornelius.
Yeah, like Buddy the Elf.
Yeah. Hope you find your dad.
Thanks, Mr. Norwald. Yeah. Wow, that's what an achievement.
Yeah.
So when does he think he'll be done by?
Not sure.
Miles? Okay.
I think he's learned to not have any expectations.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, because all the obstacles you can run into, like jail for 5 years.
In jail for 5 years in Russia.
That would be the scariest place to be in jail, too.
Right.
No kidding.
Wow.
That is awesome. Remarkable.
Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah.
This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Berry Hill, Brentwood, and Murfreesboro.
Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Let's do that gender wars thing. Brought to you, as always, by Tree Fellers. Got some trees in your neighborhood or your yard that you need gone? Contact Tree Fellers. Find them online at localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Jackie and Mount Juliet. For the guys, we have Jeff and Murfreesboro. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck.
Jackie. Finish this phrase. It's just not Thanksgiving without...
Family.
Oh,
family.
That's nice.
What it's all about. Exactly.
Yes.
So anything Jeff says besides family, we're just going to look down on you.
We'll look really superficial by comparison.
I can't win.
I win.
So, Jeff, it's just not Thanksgiving without...
Arlo Guthrie's Alice's Restaurant. My wife started this tradition... Her family did it since she's a child. I've never heard of it, but it's become, after the end of the meal and the end of the holiday, you play that
song. You play that song. It's a super long song.
Yeah.
So you start listening on Thanksgiving, and by Christmas, it's done.
You nailed it.
All right.
It was a simpler time where we had an attention span that would tolerate a really long song.
Right? All right. You each have a screw you can use. Let's begin with multiple choice.
Okay, Jackie, here we go. Multiple choice. If you and your drunken friends at Thanksgiving are playing Mumbly Peg... Will you need a baseball bat, a knife, or a rubber band?
A rubber band.
No, it's a knife.
Not dangerous enough.
Yeah, I would say a knife, and also already dialed 9-1 on your phone.
Oh, yeah, that's the game between the fingers. I forgot.
Yes, yep, the between the fingers knife game.
Yep.
All right, Jeff. In the new Wicked movies, does Jeff Goldblum play the wizard, the Tin Man, or the Scarecrow?
I haven't seen it, but I... could see him being the Tin Man?
I could too, but no, he's the wizard.
He's the wizard.
Yep.
Okay.
Still tied
off
zero.
Tin Man vibes.
Okay, Jackie, in football, if a player is tackled in their own end zone, it's a safety. That's worth how many points to the other team?
Two.
Good job.
All right, Jeff, what are you shopping for if you visit Hellsburg.com?
Wild guess, jewelry.
Yes.
Well done. Oh,
nice.
All right, it's 1-1 going into the last set of questions.
Both of you still have your screws left. Jackie, in the superhero universe, what's the name of the glowing green mineral that takes away Superman's powers?
Screw.
Okay.
She's using the screw, hoping Jeff doesn't know it.
What's the name of the mineral that...
Kryptonite.
Kryptonite.
Nice.
That's the deciding factor. Jeff wins the game.
Yeah.
Woo.
Sorry, Jackie, you got screwed by the screw.
But you won our hearts with the Get Acquainted question talking about family.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Thank you.
Happy
you too.
Thanksgiving.
No kidding,
Jeff, we're going to hook you up with Preds tickets and a certificate of Braggification you can send to everybody. saying that you won on Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3. Right,
Thanksgiving tradition is in jeopardy.
Yeah, so the Tracy Lawrence Mission Possible Turkey Fry, they had a tragedy this morning. A truck broke and they lost 650 of the donated turkeys they had.
They had a refrigerated truck and it broke down.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So they're just asking for people in the area to drop off thawed or frozen turkeys, chicken, hams, anything to the Nashville Fairgrounds. There's going to be volunteers out there with blue bins, and you can drop them in there.
Yeah, this is a tradition where they feed folks who need the help.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they do that every year. A lot of people. 650 turkeys gone.
Yes. Yeah. Just poof like that. So if you're in the area and you can donate, please stop by and help out.
Wow. You're still getting your turkey, you know, grab another one if you can.
So.
They're $7 at Publix.
the closest one I could find was $9, but still, incredible deal.
Yes.
Well, you know what? You know, if we want to make the glass half full, we can go out there to the fairgrounds, and we have now developed expert level turkey calling, thanks to your husband and our little mouthpieces that we got at Past Pro Outlet.
Yep.
So hour ago, he taught us how to call turkeys. Maybe we can call them. The fresh live turkeys will come to the fairgrounds.
Yeah, what's better than fresh meat?
That's now Woody. I can't do it.
Here's Jim.
There you go. You got it.
Okay, here's Gina.
Gee, you're really good at it.
You're great at it. Putting us all to shame. But seriously, if you can get a turkey over to the folks at the fairgrounds today, that's a huge thing that won't be able to happen unless people step up.
Yeah.
And we know that you will. Yes. People are awesome.
Nashville's awesome. Volunteer state for a reason.
There are certain products that you must have the name brand.
Yeah.
Because the generics or store brands just don't come up to, they won't cut the mustard.
Yeah. You'll settle down that for a lot of things, but when it comes to one thing, everybody has at least one thing they will not settle for a store brand.
Yeah.
So what is it that for you guys?
I mentioned yesterday, Q-tips.
Yeah.
Got to have the name brand.
It's a good one. The other ones like disintegrate.
The generic ones don't have enough cotton at the end and you end up poking your ear.
Yeah.
Even though you're not supposed to put it in your ear anyway, according to all the other commercials.
I know. Yeah.
But you know, we do anyway.
That go in your ear, don't put them in your ear.
Yeah.
Of course you're going to put it in your ear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that are generic, they have like spikes on the end.
Uh-huh. And, they have drills.
Yeah. It's terrible.
Yeah, it's terrible. It boards right in your brain.
I had the declaration the other day that we are no longer buying like the Aldi generic garbage bags for the kitchen garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Because every time I'd go to pull it out, it would fall apart.
Uh-huh.
And so now we sprang for the good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Some kind of turbo flex.
Yeah.
Holds everything. Industrial waste in there. It'll take it.
I've lived through generic garbage bag frustration. So
all it has to do is break open on you once.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And you're like, no.
You need hefty.
That's right.
I would say I'm going to throw one in for Landon, too, my husband.
Okay.
His would be ketchup. Has to be Heinz.
Heinz or nothing.
Oh, well, because that's pretty much all he eats.
Right.
It is, yeah.
It's his number one food group.
It's his staple.
Ketchup.
Yeah, yeah. I even asked him the other day, like, would you eat it if I made some? Because you look at the ingredient list and there's like,
oh my God, you're making your own ketchup?
I kind of wanted to, just to try it. And he was like, no. He just flat out, no, I wouldn't. I was like, okay.
So it's got to be, was it Heinz?
Yeah,
that's what
Heinz.
He needs?
Yeah. Yep. We get the
How
big
do you make
Costco.
Your own ketchup? Do you like stomp on the tomatoes?
Yeah, I would just, hand mash them.
Stomp on the tomatoes, pour a pound of sugar in
there. Some vinegar, I think, goes in there. I don't know. I'd figure it out. People could figure it out.
Yeah, or you could spend 79 cents on it and just buy it in a bottle.
I'd like to make it healthier, not like cheaper.
Right.
Because it's so bad for you. And the amount he eats, it's like, goodness gracious,
dude. Say he puts it on bacon and everything.
Everything. Wow. Steak. Like, you guys, it's gross.
Yeah. If he's eating that much of it, I understand.
Yeah, I just want it to be a little
healthier. Garbage stuff. But it's all garbage when you think about it.
Yeah, totally. Mine would be like workout shoes.
Okay.
I'll spring a little bit more for workout shoes and not just get them off of like Shein or Amazon or something. Like I'll spring for the Nike or Adidas.
Okay.
Well, that's what they say.
Comfortable.
Like put your money on anything that's between you and the ground.
Oh.
So, like, spend good money on a mattress.
Yeah.
Your shoes.
Yeah, tires.
Or a desk chair. Or your tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, something you're going to be using all the time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, don't go cheap on it.
No.
There's also breakfast cereal. A lot of people mention that, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, you don't want the homeless cereal that's the bag at the bottom row.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
The Campbell Soup Company is doing a lot of damage control right now as there's a lawsuit from one of their employees who says he was fired after he brought this to the attention of his superiors, where he was talking to one of the executives at Campbell Soup about what he thought was going to be, you know, talking to him about a raise.
Mm.
But instead, the Campbell Soup exec went off on a racist, crazy rant.
Ooh.
For about an hour that included him questioning the company's own soup.
I don't buy any products barely anymore. It's healthy. Now that I know what the in it, even in a can of soup, I look at it, look at me, pop, bioengineered me. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer. You?
Whoa.
This is an executive at Campbell's Soup?
Yes.
So the guy, like, recorded him on this rant?
He was recorded during this conversation.
That guy's done.
Yeah.
And they say they are investigating this man, and their soup comes from reputable chicken distributors.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Everything's checked by the USDA, and it's not 3D printed chicken.
Yikes.
Yuck.
Wow. The Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders.
Woo.
Their football team ended up the year, 2-9.
Oh, wow. Okay.
They did win the last game, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And they've decided that Derek Mason, their coach, they're going to keep him for another year as a reward for an impressive 2-9 season.
Well, they are doing better than the Titans, so.
That's true. They've won twice as many games as the Titans.
Put those two together, and it could be a game.
Yeah. It's a keeper.
Yeah.
As far as Middle Tennessee sports go, they're doing really well.
Yeah. Dang. Well, the Franktown Festival of Lights is back, and they always do like a walking Wednesday for people to walk through the lights instead of just driving.
Mm.
So that starts tomorrow. You can carpool to the Williamson County Ag Center.
Right.
Hop out of your car and you can walk through and see all of the lights.
Yeah.
A little slower than driving.
Did that a few years ago. They used to do a really nice display.
That's awesome.
Of course, there'll be all kinds of different ways of transportation in Nashville. As Gina, you mentioned that they're going to start a train system between somewhere and the airport.
Yes. Lebanon.
Lebanon will kind of be the start of it, and then a stop in Donelson.
Okay.
And so then the airport.
It's basically the Music City Star route.
Right.
It'll just have a stop at the airport.
Get off at Donelson, and then they bus you over to the airport.
Yep.
Now, of course, there's still a few permits for the boring company to get made official to start digging the Tesla tunnel.
Right.
But already, they're planning a second tunnel.
Yeah.
They want to do a tunnel under Broadway.
Yeah.
Okay. Where would it go? Go from Broadway to...
I don't know.
Of
to
course.
To the river?
Yeah, you don't know. Yeah. Did they say it was like a 2-mile stretch?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
It's like eventually Nashville's going to be like one of those ant farms you got when you were a kid.
Yeah.
All the tunnels under...
Maybe it's going to go directly to jail. So drunk tourists can
that'll
just,
be handy.
I mean, like, we don't even have to clog the streets with police cars having to go to drop these people in the drug tank.
Yeah, maybe instead of just the size of a Tesla, it'd be just the size of a pedal tower.
Yeah.
just come this way, you know. But all those holes underneath Broadway, we're going to become the collapsiest place on earth.
I know, there's so many people. Like, you're going to have so many of those, what are they called? The
sinkholes?
Sinkholes, yeah. There's too many people on Broadway. You can't, the infrastructure won't hold.
They'll have to put up signs on Broadway for weight limit.
Yes. Capacity,
That's why, Jerry Roll lost so much weight, so he can still go downtown once these tunnels are done. What are we doing today, guys?
I have a doctor's appointment and some meetings, and then getting the nursery like finally finished and done. So,
will it ever really truly be done?
Yeah, it looks like a bomb went off. Yeah. So I'm excited.
I've got to go give a presentation this afternoon, and I have like a 3-hour strategic planning meeting.
Ooh.
Excellent.
Yay!
That sounds like the most fun ever.
It does. It does.
We were going to take a bunch of stuff to the midpoint landfill in Walter Hill yesterday, but it was closed on Mondays.
No!
So we drove up there with a bunch of junk and then drove right back home. So we're going to try that again maybe today. Also, I have a doctor's appointment at 2:30 this afternoon.
Nice.
So, yeah.
All right. I want to go to the doctor. Everybody's going except for me. All the cool kids are.
I think going to the doctor is probably more fun than what you're doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Ugh. For sure.
Brutal.
You'll Meetings. Just be mentally probed. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning. We'll have Wet Nose Wednesday. That'll always be cool. And, of course, it's our celebration of unpopular opinions called If I'm Being Honest tomorrow morning with Woody and Jim.